USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's trip to the Middle East last week was fruitless and an embarrassment to the American people. So says Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
It's an embarrassment. I hate to say it. You know, I want the president to succeed when he goes into other countries because I don't want it to look bad on all of us that are normal here inside the United States. But you see one mistake after the next.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, and Slovenia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France. Several large Chinese cities, including Shanghai, are rolling out new mass testing or extending lockdowns on millions of residents to counter new clusters of COVID-19 infections. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Inflation does not hurt if you're a rich politician. The real Americans are struggling with this added burden to our wallets. Food banks are there to help if you need it.
The United States is facing record high inflation. That being said, many families are struggling to put food on the table. Appearing on Fox and Friends is Eric Cooper, president and CEO of Feeding America San Antonio.
Families are struggling. They're leaving the grocery store now with less food in the grocery cart.
Feeding America says that 53 million people have received assistance from food banks and pantries since 2021. Since then, 80% of food banks surveyed report an increase in demand for 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. stock futures rose slightly this morning as investors awaited earnings report from Bank of America and Goldman Sachs this week, just ahead of key central bank meetings. USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
As President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia is being compared to a complete waste of time, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Big Boy TV the price of an electric vehicle is still out of most Americans' budgets.
We're for cutting the cost of electric vehicles because when you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it in the first place.
Right.
Right. Now, we're actually starting to see on some models the costs come to where even if the your car payment's a little higher, your gas payment will be a little lower and you come out ahead, but the prices still need to come down.
Personal finance expert Dan Riccato tells Fox News an EV in your driveway will cost you over $800 a month in payments, and its capabilities are still a science experiment.
The electric car is great, but it's essentially still a science experiment in many ways. We have to always be worried about range, as most Americans are when they think about electric cars, or access to chargers. We're lucky enough to have a charger. Most Americans don't have access to a charger. At the end of the day, you and I are worried about putting food on our table, filling our gas tank with our regular cars, right, so we can get back and forth to work. And the inflation, highest in 40 years, has taken a real bite, a pay cut, if you will, for most Americans.
Census data out this month shows a massive boom in suburban home building, especially in Texas. The big housing boom is also taking place around Atlanta, Nashville, and statewide in Utah. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.